Blog Talk Radio.
Chris Chadwick in the house live. What is going on tonight? I'm glad to be here always. It's a pleasure to do this show, talk barbecue for 2 hours on Wednesday evening. I love doing this. I'm just so thankful everybody likes to call in, listen in, join the show, be part of the show. It's all in the love of barbecue. That's what it's all about. We love the barbecue. We love talking it. We love cooking it. And best yet, we love eating it. Can I get a big hell yeah? All right, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm so glad to be here. Been a busy, busy day. A lot of exciting things going on in the barbecue world, especially for me right here in this little old area that we live. But we'll talk about that later on. Before we get started with the show tonight, I do want to thank everybody, all my sponsors, all my listeners, everybody that's been a part of the show, that's always called into the show and supported the show, I greatly appreciate it. And it's, this show is about you. It's about me. It's about the everyday barbecue patio pitmaster, the competition cook, the guy that loves to cook in the kitchen. We love talking food. Bottom line, food's what it's all about. Barbecue, we love pork, we love beef, we love seafood. We love it all. That's what it's all about. Thanks to Daryl Mass, Barbecue Superstars, for giving me this opportunity to talk about what we love to talk about and what we love to do. Man, it's just an awesome thing to be able to do this. I know we'll have several callers calling in tonight. Some exciting news for Barbecue Superstars Radio Network. I think we've got a new addition to the family. I can't wait to talk a little bit about that. I've got new sponsors coming in. I've got an exciting phone call today. I've just picked up a new sponsor. We'll be announcing that next week. I'm excited about that, really pumped up. I just don't know how to say thank you enough. We've got callers in queue already. We'll get some callers on in a few minutes. We do want to thank Barbecue Superstars. BarbecueSuperstars.com, check it out. It is a wonderful site. I'm telling you, anything you need, it's on there. Anything you would like to have, it's on there. Shop Zone on BarbecueSuperstars.com is gigantic. I mean, it is huge. I mean, anything you want, from the kitchen to the backyard deck, patio, to the serious competition cook, it's all on there. Check it out. It is a great website. It has thousands of how-to videos. Daryl Mast has been on the road videoing relentlessly. I mean, it is packed full of videos. Now, the newest thing on BarbecueSuperstars.com is the live television broadcast. He has got live video equipment. He kicks out a live feed. It is awesome. It is a pay site. It's only $10 a month, what one lunch cost you. It's a great thing. I'm going to start adding more and more to it. So be sure to check that out. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Check it out. If you can't figure out how to get on it, contact me right here on Facebook. Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show on Facebook. Check out the site. It's new. Like it. Appreciate that. Also, go and holler at me on my regular Facebook page or at Twitter. That's C Chadwick BBQ. So any of those, you can get in touch with me. Very simple to do. If you need any information, feel free to contact me. I will hook you up. So Barbecue Superstars, thank you, Daryl Mess. Bill Arnold, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, another one of my more than generous supporters and sponsors. I just can't say enough thank yous to Bill. Blues Hog is a dynamite product. You've got the original. You've got the Tennessee Red. You've got the Smoky Mountain. And the way I call them, the red, white, and blue. Red, white is original, and blue is Smoky Mountain. Try them out. I guarantee you will love them. It's just a dynamite product, an awesome sauce. It is a winning competition sauce. Also, Maverick Industries, which is maverickhousewares.com. They've got some dynamite barbecue accessories. Be sure to go there and check that out. They have got some, I've got a new pro temp, PT100 BBQ quick temp thermometer, and it is awesome. I mean, it's got a digital backlit display. You can sit in the middle of the night, no lights. It's awesome. Just check it out. I guarantee you'll love it. Also, the new dual temp remote, wireless remote probe. It's an awesome piece. They have it in white and black now. ET732, if I'm not mistaken. It's just a great, great piece. Check that out also. MaverickHousewares.com. Also, I want to thank Brad Baird of Grill Great. Grill Great is a dynamite. It's, hey, man, if you've got a beef category, a steak category, it will knock it out in a heartbeat. Any kind of Pitmaster category or chef's choice, this Grill Great is awesome for that. We'll put marks on it perfectly every time. That's grillgreat.com. Brad Barrett, it's a wonderful product. Check it out. I guarantee you will appreciate what it does. Also, I'd like to thank Meat Rake. Meat Rake is a dynamite little tool. I mean, if you're cooking, if you're commercial catering, if you got hundreds of butts to break apart, shoulders, whatever, this Meat Rake will save your hands. It is a hand saver. It will shred a butt or shoulder in no time. I guarantee you will love them. Very inexpensive. Go to meatrake.com. Order you a pair, if not one. The only thing with one pair, it's not enough. Order you two. I'm telling you, they're dynamite little products, too. Man, this switchboard is lit up. We will get everybody on in just a minute. I promise you guys. I do my best to get everybody on, and we will have a dynamite show. Just hang with me a few minutes. But all my sponsors, just wonderful, wonderful people. They're in the barbecue world. They love doing what they do. They love supporting, you know, if they're not sponsoring me, they're sponsoring someone else. They're out there. Any sponsor you see, whether they support your team or another team, thank them because it's what it takes. It takes sponsors to help us go out and do what we love to do, which is cook, compete, just tell them thank you. You're just like event organizers, all these comps, without them, we wouldn't have any comps. I'm telling you, that is a big job also. My newest sponsor from last week, Junior Reyes, Up in Smoke Barbecue Team, also Rub for Grub. That is a dynamite new Rob Jr. has got a great, great product there. He has been generous to sponsor me, so I want to welcome Jr. to the Chris Chadwick family of winning sponsors. We greatly appreciate Jr. That is some dynamite rub. Go to upandsmoke.com, Jr. Reyes, check him out, contact him. He has got a dynamite rub. Listen, guys, he's from Texas. We've got a bunch of Texas callers that have some dynamite product. We want to tell you about Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Lance has got a dynamite rub out also. It's westtexaspitmasters.com or Lance Moore right there on Facebook. Give him a shout out. Check him out. They've both got some dynamite rubs. I mean, It's just, you know, everybody makes a rub, and everybody's got a good rub, but these rubs are awesome. So try them out. I mean, support your fellow barbecue brother. It is just, you know, that's what it's all about. I'm a firm believer in supporting everything barbecue from A to Z, whatever it takes. If I can do it, if I'm able, I'm going to support them, no, bottom line, because that's just what it's about. But check them out. It's just, you know, the more you get into this barbecue world, the more you see and the more you learn and the more you want to do. So, like I say, check out all these sponsors. I mean, if you've got somebody you think that might want to sponsor you, contact them and ask them. That's what you got to do. Sponsors are a tremendous asset to the competition barbecue circuit, and I greatly thank and appreciate everyone I have. And just work it like that, guys, and just be straight up and honest with them, and these sponsors will help you out, I promise you. But we've got a new one lined up for next weekend I'll be announcing. We do want to welcome Junior to our sponsor family. That joins in with all our other great sponsors. I greatly appreciate all those guys. They're just dynamite people with awesome products, and I greatly appreciate that. We're going to kick it off here. We've got a big show lined up. We've just got callers all the time talking barbecue from all over the states, nationally. We know what's going on. We know what flavors are hitting. We got competitions rolling around the corner. I mean, this is Wednesday. Thursday is going to be a full prep day. Friday's going to be on the road, ready to roll, set up, smoke it out, let the smoke roll Friday night, turning in time, middle of the day Saturday, and back home Saturday evening, and war, slap, dab, ow, let me tell you. But that's going to be the week right there. That's the weekend, and I'm fired up. I'm ready to let the smoke roll. Well, let's get some of these callers in. Let's just welcome the first caller right here, a good friend of mine, 731-415. That's going to be Keith Webb of Pirate Port. Welcome to the show tonight, Keith Webb.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Man, it's wide open, 0 to 100, real quick. How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Sitting there thinking about barbecue.
Well, it's going to be upon us just here the next day or two. Like I say, tomorrow's prep day. Get her ready. Get her done. And then Friday's going to be on the road, and it's time to let the smoke roll.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, I know. It seems like it's been forever since the last one, and it hadn't been but 2 weeks, but I'm ready to kick some tires. I'm ready to light some fires, and I'm going to let the smoke roll. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be in it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget your raincoat.
Raincoat and rain boots, that's part of it.
Yeah.
We're going to cook it whether it's snowing, whether it's raining. Last year, a year before, it was tornadoes, and we're going to cook it regardless. I mean, that's what a real cook does, no doubt. The boys that say, why are you cooking or why are you going if you're going to get wet? Well, if they have to ask why, they don't know.
Exactly.
You know? And exactly. I seen somebody ask a question the other day, well, how much does it pay if it only pays that? Why are you cooking? If you gotta ask why you're cooking, you don't need that. You don't need to even worry about going. If you gotta ask why, I mean, us cookers and competition. No, us cookers and competition guys. You know, if we're cooking, that's what we want to do. We're doing what we want to do. And I don't know anything else to say. We're doing what we want to do, and we're gonna roll with it like that. It's not for the money, that's for sure. It's always nice to win a little. But we love to cook because we love to cook. Let's get some of these other callers in real quick. Let's see who all we've got queued in. We've got 4, 5, 6 more callers, 7. Let's see if we can get some of them queued in. Let's see here. We're going to welcome 904-673 to the show. Who have we got? You're live with us.
Hey, man, you know who this is.
I know who this is. It's Blake Moody. What's happening tonight, my brother?
What's going on, brother?
We are just getting ready to kick it off and get something rolling, get some smoke rolling in the neighborhood.
Yeah, man. Let me ask this: how is that? How's that donkey doing?
That donkey is not doing good.
Okay.
It's just not. It's the vet and for everybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, my daughter has. We have a pet donkey and a pet pony, and our donkey has went down, and we've been trying to get it better, and it's just not looking good, brother. But we're gonna hold tough and stay strong and try to work it all through. You know, it's really devastating for a 10-year-old little girl. So
absolutely, I saw it on Facebook. I was like, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
you know, that's not a status update you see too often. You know.
Yeah. You know, we just working it and going to try to make the best of it. That's what we can do there. I'm telling you. So she's out there with it, nursing it right now. So maybe we don't know. Maybe we'll pull it through.
That's all you can do. Yeah.
That's it. That sure is. I know how I felt when I was little and had we lost a dog or a cat. It's the same thing. So we're going to just wish the best for her. Have you got a comp coming up this weekend? Are you doing a rib shoot? Wasn't you doing a rib shootout or something? A rib cook?
Man, I was doing one this weekend, but today officially, I couldn't find a vehicle to pull my trailer.
Oh,
so man, I had to call the organizer and cancel, and that freaking sucks.
Man. Well, I mean, you know, things change, and somebody might roll in tomorrow with a vehicle. You never know. I mean, and they might still have room. I know how it feels. I sure do. I can feel for you. I know exactly.
Yeah, I got a plan to have one put on the Venza, but the guy can't get the parts in, and so we're gonna have to do it on Monday instead of
right.
Taking care of this week. But there is good news too, though. I've got a trailer. I already paid the guy for it, but it's up in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And this weekend, my dad's rolling up there for some business stuff, and he's gonna tow it back for me. So, I'll be ready to roll now.
You will. That's right. I know Keith Webb's been looking for a trailer. He's trying to get all his stuff set up on a trailer to pull. And
yeah, one of these days.
I'm telling you. That just makes it a world of better when you just hook up and go with it, especially if you're light and compact and mobile and it don't take a lot to pull it. Because let me tell you, pulling these big old trailers, they're nice to get in if it's raining, but, man, it takes a lot of effort to haul them and pack them and service them and keep them all. You know, when you've got these big rigs, I don't have a big rig. I've got an 18-foot. Box trailer that I'm fortunate enough to be using right now. But, I mean, it's a lot of work just to keep it going and rolling and having it clean and stocked. And it was so much easier just to put the tables on the side. I made a bracket on the side of my grill. It's so much easier to put the tables on the bracket and bolt the canopies up to it and just hook it up to the minivan and roll.
Absolutely. I'm just getting sick and tired of having to borrow a car and having to borrow a trailer just to go cook a barbecue comp. So we're about to kill two birds with one stone. And
I understand.
Like I said, man, yeah, I had to cancel one, but there is a silver lining. So it's all good.
It'll work. It sure will.
Oh yeah.
Let me get this other caller in. Let's see who else is going to join our Q crew tonight. All right. Let's see if we can get them queued in here. The caller 936-355. You're going to be live with us.
This
live with us right now. Who have we got?
Stacy, the Swamp Doggies Bugs.
Swamp Doggies. Stacy, welcome to the show tonight. Welcome to the Q crew, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just hanging out on the porch today.
Well, that sounds like a plan, I'm telling you. It's been I don't know about there in Texas, but right here in Tennessee, it's been a beautiful day.
It's been too pretty to work here today.
Well, I tell you, pretty days like this, it's hard to get anything done, that's for sure. I know we've had a beautiful day today. It was rainy yesterday and the day before, and I know this weekend they're calling for a little more rain, if I'm not mistaken, around this neck of the woods. And we're just going to get our rain boots out and roll with it.
Hey, be happy to get it while you can.
You know, right? You're exactly right, because I know a couple of months when our grass is dead, we want rain and we don't have any. I know what you're saying. Hopefully, you know, this weather is crazy as it is now. Hopefully, we'll stay and keep some rain, keeping the dust down around here. Hopefully.
Yes, sir.
Have you got anything lined up? Any comps? Anything coming up? Ready to cook?
No, sir. I don't have anything really until June. We're taking a month off. We're going to Vegas next week, so.
Man.
We're gonna take a little bit of time off.
Well, that is all right. That is all right. Now, how are you going to be able to survive? What not? Can't you're not getting cooked from June?
I'm still going to cook around. I just ain't going to do no comps.
I'm telling you, I read somebody's post the other day. He said, "What's wrong with me?" He says, "I'm thinking barbecue all the time. I'm dreaming barbecue. I'm going to eat barbecue. I'm going to cook barbecue. What's wrong with me?" I said, "Hell, boy, you got the fever."
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with him.
No, I know it. That's what's wrong with all of us. You know, it's. I don't know about y'all, but my wife gets tired hearing about barbecue all the time. She kissed me to eat total about this. We're just talking too much, I guess, but I mean, that's what it is. I'm going to talk it.
Yes.
And I just would never imagine, personally, I don't know about y'all. Y'all can chime in any time on this. But would you ever thought, I don't know, 10 years ago, you'd be talking barbecue every day? You know, as we got older, talk barbecue. I personally would not imagine.
She's a little aggravated with me sometimes. If I ain't talking about it, I'm watching it on TV. And if I ain't watching it on TV, I'm reading about it.
I'm telling you, I know exactly what you mean. It's we all have the fever. The smoke's in our veins. I mean, we're not going to shake it out. I mean, it's with us right now. I know Webb's got it, and Mr. Moody's got it, and you've got it for sure. I'm telling you, we just got it. We're not going to shake it.
Yeah, that's absolutely, and I got a question for y'all. Is I swear, almost every night, I'll dream about barbecue in some form or fashion. Am I the only one here, or is that
Well, I do too, but you know, I've always got somebody serving it up to me. barbecue. You know what? We need a. I don't know if we want to call them porkettes or I don't know what we need to call them, meat pullers or what. But we, you know, you've got a Hooters with chicken wings, and we need a barbecue joint like that. I think that would be just dynamite. I think it would go off of. I know we've got one. Pretty darn it.
Chris, we lose you.
Yeah, I'm on here, but I ain't hearing Chris. This is when he wished I had a jabber mouth on me and I'd take over, but I ain't make it so. That ain't gonna happen. Wonder if he even knows he's off. He's probably still sitting there talking, wondering why ain't nobody answering him.
He started talking about the barbecue or the Hooters, man.
Hey,
got cut off. There he is.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, yeah, man, you're back.
We're back. Okay, man. I was just talking away, and I lost all my callers. And
I told you.
What I was saying.
I told him that's what you're doing.
You know, I was just going to town, you know, and I said, is anybody here?
Chris, the last thing I heard was you talking about the barbecue version of Hooters.
Well, you know.
It must have been too good of an idea, man. They pulled you off the air, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's no telling. You know, I think somebody just stole my idea. No telling.
Hooters.
Yeah, no. Bless him. Bless him, baby. Let's see here. We've got a couple more callers. Let's see if we can get these guys queued in and see who we've got. I don't know if we can queue them in or not, but we will welcome them to the show. If they would like to talk, we'd love to have them. Caller 901-229, you're live with us. Who we got? Okay, well, maybe...
Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yeah, we're here. What's going on? Well, guys, y'all bear with me. We're going to make this thing work. I don't know. I guess our server's not acting completely right tonight.
Here's good?
Yeah, we got it. Who we got here?
This is Adam. I'm one of the cooks on Two Sauce to Pork. We met you, actually, I think we were out in Bolivar not too long ago.
Yeah, Adam, welcome. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing tonight?
We're doing well. I had a question for you because you're around the circuit, you know, quite a bit, and I do a couple of recipes of chicken, but I saw one the other day when we were down in Bolivar, and when one of our teammates, Shane, which, you know, showed me a picture of this dish, I was like, man, I'm getting second place now. And it was really impressive. He did a version of what I guess you would call it lollipop chicken, where they take legs, you know, and clip them, pull the skin down, and make a beautiful version of chicken. And I had a question: if you've known, heard, or even seen it done, what do you do at the end? You know, to tie off that skin, you know, at the bottom to make it look so uniform. You know, if you're taking that skin and pulling it down over a chicken leg, you got all this.
You don't pull it down. You push it up. You push it up.
Okay.
Push it up into the push it up into the lollipop.
Well, when you normally have, I guess you would say the skin, like the way it is on a leg, when you see it in a package or something, when you buy it, you know, it's you know, typically the meat's exposed at the bottom, and you know, just. And I was just curious to how they get that skin to look so uniformed at the bottom portion.
Oh, on the leg joint. Are you talking about on the leg joint, the big part or the small part? You know, at
the
bottom
large
of the leg. Okay. What they do, well, you know, guys, y'all chime in here if you want to add anything to it. But what I always do is trim off the bottom and pull it and push it up to the big part and get it slick.
Okay.
And I cut that little bone out. And I just push it up into there, and it makes it more uniformed. And then on the big part of the leg, I'll take and actually wrap that leg, that skin, and I'll pull it around and pull it tight. And,
do you do so? I mean, you know, if you pull it, I mean, at the bottom of the leg where the, you know, the meaty part is going to be, you know, I've seen people where they'll take, you know, I guess at the very top, the skinny part of the leg, you know, where the knuckle is.
Right.
And they pull a tendon, you know, that's in that leg.
Right.
and but I mean, I guess you would say at the very bottom part where the meaty part is, you know, the skin's cut where the thigh was, you know, and they cut it.
Right.
You know, I guess, is there a method where you kind of fold or, I don't know, toothpick it or, you know,
well,
how you get that skin together?
I try to pull it around tight. You know how you pull one on a thigh once you have that old, that skin in the bottom part? You pull it around.
Yeah.
And which my last ones I did like that. I pulled around and pulled tight and tucked under it. And then once it started cooking, it even tightened up.
Pulls it all together. That sounds right.
Yes, it tightened up and got tight. And actually, I did a leg quarter. I did a lollipop leg quarter.
Really?
Not long. Yes. And then, see, because I like the joint of the thigh and the leg because your meat's going to stay more moist with the joint. Personally, what do y'all think, guys?
Well, you did that. It looked good. I saw that one when you did it. It looked good.
But once it gets hot, it starts drawing up, and it'll pull on up. And sometimes you might have to work with it a little bit during the cooking, you know, and try to work that, keep that skin pulled tight. But
I think experimentation may be involved.
but you know what? If you've got the knack of doing thighs, once you do a leg, and you lollipop it and you start on that bad boy and you pull that down and pull it tight, I don't think you'll have a bit of problem. And you even butcher's twine, guys. I mean, I've used some butcher's twine in the past. And, you know, it's top and bottom, and that's kept it. And then you just trim it up before presentation. But, you know, that might be a MIM trick. I don't know. You know, you got that coming around the corner, don't you?
Yeah, we'll be cooking down there. I'm going to stick with my tried and true recipe. We took a couple places with it and stayed in the top 10 on most cooks, with the exception of Oliver. But from the way the judging came down, you know, that week, they even said the chicken entries were out of this world. You know, even when we looked at the scoring, the difference between first and where we placed was like 0.2 points. So we were pretty happy with the scoring, you know, for what I did. And I think we're gonna stick with the, you know, what we consistently do and how it works. But I'm always interested in learning new things. When I saw the, you know, the first place winner's entry, which we saw pictures of, I was like, wow, that is awesome. You know,
That's something we have to try
and experiment with. They were great.
They were really pretty legs, and me and my daughter ate about four of those legs. They were really good. You know, they were good. They were, you know, it had a different flavor profile. You know, my chicken usually does okay, and in Bolivar, it bombed. They didn't like my flavors at all in Bolivar, but it's the same way I did it in Tupelo, and they liked it. So, you know, it just goes right town to town. Event to event, and you just never know.
Of course.
Just got to stick to your guns and stay with what you do.
Well, it sounds great, Chris. I appreciate talking to you, and we'll let you go and keep up the good work.
Well, brother, you're welcome to call anytime. You're welcome to stay on. We've got cooks here from Texas. We've got them from Florida. We've got them here in Tennessee. I've got a couple more to queue in. If you know, you're always welcome to call in, talk. Stay on the line, whatever you want to do. You're welcome. You're part of the Q crew now.
Sounds great.
All right. Well, hey, I hope to see you in Memphis in May. And, you know, I'm hoping to come down there, and I'll be there with Barbecue Superstars, and hopefully we'll do some live video, and hopefully we can come out and hang out with you guys for a little while.
We'll be there. Come see us.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Always nice to have new callers in, guys. We always want to welcome them all to the show and just keep the smoke rolling and keep guys calling in. That's what it's all about. We've got a couple other callers. Let's see if we can cue them in and see who we have. I don't recognize these numbers, but we'll welcome them to the show. Let's see here. All right, we've got a 719-358 number. Hopefully
well, you don't know the number, but you know the voice, and the person is Roy.
Can't imagine. Roy Powell. What's happening, my friend?
Oh, not much. Just got off work, eating supper and all that good stuff.
Well, what's happening in your barbecue world right now, Roy?
Trying to prep everything for this weekend.
Are you excited about firing it up this weekend?
Yes, I am. We really excited to get our cooking on this weekend finally here in Colorado. So,
yep. Well, just go remember, here's what you do, and I made this statement this week. We're going to cook, and we're going to have fun, and that's what it's all about. And if we get our name called, that'll even make it that much better, but we're going to have fun and cook and enjoy ourselves, and that's what we're going to do this weekend.
But hopefully, I've been talking to a few people around here and getting some insights on, you know, the flavor profiles from around here, and just kind of hoping it all works out. You know, I'm going from about 6,000 feet to a couple thousand. You know, I don't know what the altitude is in Lamar, but it's still pretty high, I think it is. But it's going to be a whole new experience here.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Well, just enjoy it and take your time and make it happen and start your stuff a little earlier and have you enough time to, you know, get it good and done and
oh, yeah.
Plenty of time for your turn in. You'll be good. You'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm going to have to adjust everything a little bit, but, I'm not going to change anything. I kind of found out that down here in Lamar that they kind of want, you know, the judges like their stuff a little spicy down here, so we'll see how that comes out.
Well, I think you got that covered. You can handle that, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, yep.
No doubt about it. We've got another caller in queue. Let's see if we can get those in. Welcome to the show. We welcome everybody to call in. The number to call, actually, is 347-202-0263. That's the number to call right here. Get you in, interact live with all this great bunch of guys. We've got pitmasters from all over the country. I call them the Q crew. That's what they are, guys. You just call in, ask them a question. I'm sure if one of them don't know, the other one probably does. So, no doubt, we welcome everybody to call in. We just have a good time right here on the show. It's a good barbecue talk show. We talk cooking. We're going to talk a little chicken here in a minute because that's a subject we all love to talk. And I know I'm going to be prepping some chicken here in about an hour and 10 minutes. So
you're not the only one, Chris.
I'm going to work on some chicken tonight. I'm just looking forward to getting it all done and having it pre-prepped before I get to the top because that is the killer. Is chicken. It takes so much time and trimming and we spend a lot of chicken's always a toss up category. I don't know why. I used to, I just nailed it. And now it's kinda like a toss up, so we're gonna work on that tonight. And I'm gonna get some I want some pointers from all you guys because y'all are the pros. I'm just the one. All right, we've got another caller in queue, 731-648. You're live with us. Who we got?
Hey, Chris, how you doing? This is Bill Lynch. I don't know whether you remember me.
Hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Yes, sir, I do. How are you this evening?
That's good. Last time I seen you was at last year's Tater Town Special.
That's exactly right.
I had talked one time before about using coffee in some of your rubs. Had you ever considered that?
We've used a little... We have used some coffee in some of them. It just really depends on flavor profiles in that particular area. Now, we've got callers. We've got pit masters in queue from several other states. Now, let's ask all these guys. That's a good question. Let's ask them and hear their opinion. Keith Webb, Pirate Fork, have you ever utilized any type of coffee or espresso in your rubs or sauces?
Yeah, I've used it in sauce for. Quite a few times. Actually, I got a recipe that I used to use all the time that uses coffee in it.
using coffee such as black coffee?
I hadn't used it in about a year, but it used to do all right.
And
it
some of the people reported that was their key ingredient in making their rubs a little better than the next.
Well, you know, that's what's great about barbecue. Everybody has a way of doing their own thing, and they believe in it strongly. And I know I do, and I know all these guys do. Blake, what about you? Have you ever used any type of coffee or sauces or rubs?
I've never used it personally, but I know a guy who has pretty much the best, easily the best barbecue restaurant in all of Jacksonville. I know he uses a little bit of coffee in his brisket rub, and it is a dynamite tasting brisket.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of guys that do incorporate some different type ingredients like that. What about you, Stacy, right there in Texas? Do you know, do you utilize coffee, or do you have any buddies that use coffee?
No, sir. I had never used it, but I know a couple guys that claim they use it, but I ain't never ate the cooking either, but they say it's real good on beef.
Right. I bet it's good. I bet it would be better on beef than it would be on pork. I can see it being a beef enhancer. I can see that. Roy, what about you?
No, I've never used coffee, but I do use like cocoa and cinnamon in my rub that I make here at home.
Right. Okay. Well.
Yep.
You know, that just shows you, coffee, depending on what flavor profiles you're after, and then just from what we're discussing here, it sounds like it's going to be more of a beef enhancer than it would be a barbecue, quote, pork enhancer.
That's good. That's terrific that some of them have considered using it. But like I say, I was conversing with Chris Arnold. He's with, I think it's Amazon, and he also does an article called I Need Coffee.
Right.
And he was saying that in some of the people he's conversed with, some of the coffee is a basic ingredient that serves his rub. And he uses it more on ribs than he does on beef or any of the other
things. Well, that might be something for us to consider and play with a little more. It's just the only scary thing is most of the time I'm cooking ribs, it's at a competition. And Lord knows, I hate to change up. when you get to a competition and it's, and competitions roll around so fast.
Yeah.
There's one about every Friday, and that's Friday and Saturday on most competitions. And then you rest on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you're working. Or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, like I usually do, I'm working on getting ready for the Friday again. And, man, it's just killer sometimes. This competition will wear you down. It can't it, guys?
I quite agree. No, Chris, I wasn't trying to upset anybody's barbecuing efforts. It's just I was thinking it might be a thought to put in there for next time that they try something a little different.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I've seen several rubs with different flavors and different styles of coffee. And, I'm going to be honest, when I go to a big store and they've got these coffee bean displays where you can go get your fresh beans and your fresh, I go over and I love all the smells, and you know all those flavors of different style coffees, the boldness and the strength of them. You can just tell if you crack one up, which you'll get more flavor out of it cracked than you do ground. It's like black pepper. It's more tense if you crack peppercorn instead of grinded. Coffee bean will be the same way. It's gonna give it a robust. I mean, no doubt, it's gonna improve it. I firmly believe that. So, Mr. Bill, are you still are you doing well? You're feeling pretty good and back with us now.
Well, I thank the Lord that I'm back with almost a normal pattern, and I'm able to get up and walk around and do one third of the things I was able to do before. But I do thank my Lord for every moment I'm alive, because it was his efforts that got me here and keep me here.
Amen.
Amen. I'm proud to hear you doing better. That's the truth.
Yes, indeedy.
So are you?
As they say, proof's in the pudding, and I'm part of that pudding. I'm saying, yes, indeed, my Lord lives.
Well, are you still working the media a little bit? Are you able to do a little of that? I know you enjoy doing it.
I know. No, I did. I worked with WOBT as much as I could, but the distance in driving plus this that came on me in January, I just had to put everything on the shelf.
Right, right. Right. Well, we completely understand that. We sure do. Well, we sure appreciate you calling and talking about that, and you're welcome to stay with us. We're going to bring up some chicken categories and talk a little chicken. We're going to get these guys telling some secrets, hopefully, and
okay.
see what they got up their sleeve. We do have another caller in queue. We want to welcome them into the show, see if we can welcome them in. And,
all right, thanks.
And stay with us, Mr. Bill. You're welcome to stay with us and add anything to the conversation.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
The day before and day after.
We do have another caller, guys, and I'm going to see if we can welcome them into the show. What topic do y'all want to discuss tonight? I know we talk all so many topics. We talk a lot of topics. We talk cook constantly. What is it? Does anybody want any high points y'all want to bring up? Any of you, just chime right in. I want to hear something from you guys.
There are too many I'm thinking of.
Well, that's what, you know, I feel you. And I just think what we're going to have to do is, you know, we're going to talk chicken prep. We've got thighs. We've got legs. You know, it just looks like the chicken leg is going to be here to stay for a while. You know, I notice a lot of people doing them, taking pictures of them, putting them up, on Facebook, and you've got some that look really good, and you've got some that look like they need a little more practice before they put them up on Facebook.
that'd be mine if I put it, if I ever even tried it. I haven't even tried it yet.
Yeah, well, mine too. You know, I'm speaking from experience. I'm not trying to cut anybody down. I'm just saying, you know, we might need a little more practice before you put any more pictures on there. That's looking like it's okay, but... But anyhow, we definitely want to work on our chicken, our thighs. I personally, you know, the skin issue, man, that is just a killer issue all the time. I had some guys tell me they take a fillet knife and shave the fat off the skin. Now, I'm just not that good. I'm trying to scrape it off my skin. Y'all have any techniques that's easier?
Like I told you the other day, I ain't cutting it off either. I got to scrape it off.
Well,
it's smooth.
I have to scrape mine also. What about you, Blake? What about chicken prep? How are you on that?
Well, I'm a scraper at the moment, but I'll tell you, I'm gonna figure a way to cut that crap out, because ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm telling you, ain't got no time for that.
No.
Well, I'm telling you, it's tough. I know, that last cook, I was up at 1:32 o'clock in the morning scraping chicken, man, and I was just, it was rough. What about you, Stacy? Well, Stacy, you're lucky. Stacy doesn't scrape chicken much, do you?
No, sir. We're cutting it half chicken.
I know it, man. That half chicken, that's the way to roll, I'm telling you. And Roy, what about you? Are you scraped? How do you get all that off your chicken, all the skin off?
Well, I'm going to try to scrape it. This time. I didn't do it last time. Some of my pieces, you know, were okay, and some weren't, so I'm actually going to try that new technique of scraping the skin. I don't know how well it's going to work, but we'll find out after this weekend, I guess.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't scrape the skin, and they take a bite of that thigh, when they take the first bite of that thigh, the whole skin is going to come off with the bite. Now, I just believe that. What do you guys think? Do y'all believe, you know, is that what y'all think or what?
I got mine cooked one time that I didn't scrape, and it worked right. Only once. And I don't know how long I've been cooking them pies like that, 3 or 4 years probably. I ain't had that happen one time that I could ever get it where I didn't have to scrape it and it bit through. The rest of the time I had to scrape. Or ended up with that old rubber skin.
Well, you know, I've seen several ways of it done, and I just have to scrape mine, guys. That's just how it works. Blake, you got any key on you scrape and you say it. I mean, always if you're not careful, you're gonna rip your skin on your chicken. It's gonna make it hideous as far as presentation. It'll have holes and gouges in it. I mean, I throw that one to the side and start over is all I can do. But chicken is just a tough category. We always like to talk it. We hate to do it, but we like to talk it. I mean, it's just, we're going to cook some thighs. You know, some people do muffin pan thighs. And have any of y'all ever tried the muffin pan thighs or the butter bath in the thighs?
Man, I tried that when I started out. I don't do it anymore, though.
I never had a muffin.
The muffin is all right, but, you know, you just basically debone it, and it's going to be a one-shot bite, and it dries it. I have a feeling when you muffin pan it, it just dries it out a little more.
I felt like my little chicken was just in a little butter hot tub the whole time. That's what it tasted like. So I only did it probably once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That yeah. If you're not careful, and when you use butter, are you using margarine or are you using butter?
I'm using the real thing, man. I'm not cooking it hot enough where my butter's going to burn.
Right.
You know, you cook it hotter and faster. You may want to use that fake stuff, but
sweet cream butter is the way to roll.
Unsalted. Yeah, throw it in there.
Yep. What about you, Stacy? You butter your chicken?
No, sir. I just brine it first.
Right. Well, that's right. You do a lot of brining. That's right.
Yeah, rub it down and cook it real hot, about 325 to 350, and then I get it with some of that chicken jelly breakfast right there at the end. Turn it in.
That 325, that gets your skin pretty good and crisp too, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. Only thing is with IBCA, you got to kind of watch it. You don't want to get it too crisp because they use the plastic knife and fork now. They don't actually handle it with their hands anymore.
Right.
So you got to get cut through skin and not bite through skin.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. I wasn't aware of that with IBCA. You know, well, all the different sanctions. You know, they all have their differences, and you know that makes a versatile cook. I think that's really good about anybody that cooks that can actually travel and go to different states to compete. You know, you've always got some different flavor profiles. You've got different techniques. You've got to work in a good cook adapts to that and makes it work. And you know that's what it's all about. You got to be a good cook in the kitchen before you never go barbecue. And you know what I'm saying? Everybody, I think all you guys, y'all love to cook. Y'all love to cook in the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I firmly believe you've got to really love to, you know, you've got to love to cook. But you got to be a good cook in the kitchen to become a great barbecue pitmaster. I really believe that. And especially with flavors. Flavor profiles are out the window. There's just countless, you know, just to infinity, you know, and beyond as far as flavor profiles are concerned. I mean, they're just out there. It's just crazy. Well, I know. Let's see if we can cue a couple more callers in, guys. We've got some more callers in. I'd love to get them cued in. I don't know if we're going to get them cued in now or not. Let's see what we've got here. Well, they just bear with us a few minutes. We're going to refresh this board and we'll get some more callers in queue.
sometimes we have to do that. We constantly working on this server. And we will have a board light up, and then it will disappear and light up again. So y'all just be patient with me. We'll definitely work you in, get you queued in, that's for sure. I know we've got a couple callers we're going to try to get right now. Welcome them to the show if they'd like to talk. We'd love to have them. Caller 573-620. Who have we got?
Tim, Smelly Butts.
Hey, Smelly Butts. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
Hey, doing pretty good, Chris. Listening to your show, sounding great tonight.
Well, we're just trying to keep the smoke rolling. We're trying to talk barbecue. We just had a little technical difficulty a little earlier. We've got it, I think, worked out, hammered out, and we're just talking pew, and we want to just talk. We're talking chicken right now. But since we got you in here, we're gonna pick you on some chicken here in a minute. Are you we excited about this weekend? Are you still coming down, ain't you?
Yeah, still coming down. Matter of fact, I'm sitting outside. Been packing the cook shack and getting everything ready and looking good. Looks like it's gonna rain Friday and hopefully clear off Saturday. Maybe sell a barbecue sandwich or two.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm excited about going. We're going to have a good time, and I'm taking my rain boots, that's for sure. I know Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, he's taking his rain boots, too.
Yeah.
So be sure to bring yours.
You take your rain gear to Brewston, period.
That's right. That's right. And
just a little secret. I'm passing all the rain to you guys.
Yeah, well, thank you. We appreciate that. You're gonna get some snow.
We probably will. It's supposed to be 70 and 80s this weekend, but I don't believe no weather here in Colorado.
No, it'll snow. It'll snow in Colorado this weekend for you saying that, Lord Fowl. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the 70-degree weather, but, the rain I can do without. So I guess at Brewston, everybody set up on grass?
Yes, it's in a field. Well, it's a ballpark area, and it's a walk track around it. It's a nice area, but it is all grass.
And it gets muddy when it rains.
It sure can. So
so it's going to rain all day Friday, so it's still going to be a mess Saturday then, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to be skeptical and say, no, it's not going to be a mess. It's going to be nice,
yeah,
and it's not going to rain.
Isn't there entertainment Saturday night?
Friday evening, there's
Friday
entertainment. Friday night
entertainment.
Yes, Friday's entertainment. It's really a nice little show. It's just a little community event. Several teams, usually between 15 and 20 teams. They've got a live band. It's just really going to be fun. We're really looking forward to it. It actually fell on the same weekend as the Strawberry Festival there in Humboldt.
Right.
Which they have a cook. And so that split the cooks up. I know we lost several cooks this year to that. And
my wife has some relatives there. That's why I'm going. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even known about it. But it sounds like a good deal. Get to visit with relatives and see you guys too.
That's right. We'll have fun. We will have fun, and it's gonna be a good show. It's always a good little show. And Friday night, but I wouldn't cook 10 or 20. That's for sure. I'd back that down a little bit.
There you go.
But it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice. It sure is.
Getting back to this. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. We've got another caller. Let's get him in here. I know I want to welcome him to the show. He hadn't been calling in. We missed it last week. We've got a 731-225 number. I'll let him introduce himself and welcome him to the show. Let's see if we can get him queued in. There he goes. He's about to be here.
You got me?
You got you. You on? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? This is good. Grilling and chilling. I'm doing good.
We've got a house full tonight, Goose. I mean, we've got Tim Seals with us tonight, Smelly Butt Barbecue. We've got Keith Webb, Power Report. We've got Blake Moody, Tortoise Q out of Florida.
Woo!
We've got Stacy Lawler from Swamp Donkey Barbecue out of Texas. And we also have Roy Powell. here under a secret number from the Salt and Sky Barbecue.
So I gotta fly under the radar sometimes, you know.
That's right. That's right. We've got a full house tonight. We've had several other callers. Are you getting ready for your cook this weekend?
I am. Yeah, we're working on it. I've got a big day tomorrow planned, and then as soon as we get done with that, it's cooking time. Of course, we cooked last weekend, and then come in and just unloaded the stuff this morning and started loading back up. This barbecue business is becoming, I like to say big business. It ain't becoming big business, but it's becoming maybe
a lot of work.
Trouble. You know what I'm saying? It's about to wear me out.
Well, there's a lot of work to it, guys. You know what I'm talking about. We got to definitely love it if we do it like we do.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I've got some pretty good help. My guys, they work for me in the construction business. They've got to just kind of accustomed to it. You know, Thursdays and Fridays, they come help me hook up, get everything loaded up, the water on and wood on it and stuff. And then on Sundays, they come help me unhook and kind of help clean up. Without them, I couldn't make it, you know. So I appreciate it. Of course, y'all know I'm having a few health issues, so they come and help out. You know, otherwise, I don't know that we'd be able to do it.
Well, we know it's a lot of work, no doubt. And it's we've got to love to do it, you know. You got people ask you, well, you're not going to go cook if it rains, are you? What do you do if it rains? They're not cooked.
I'm about to get wet feet, I think. Florida might.
Well,
it'll be 3 weekends in a row of having to just wade water and mud.
I know it. I'm ready for the sunshine, but you know what happens when the rain quits? It's going to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, that's right.
You know, big old boys like me don't like it. That heat, boy, it kills us. We just keep rolling in it, but man, well, we have a good time when we go cook, regardless, hot, cold, rain, snow, it don't matter, we're going to cook. Because we've already done it in all of it. We've done it in tornadoes, we've done it in snow, we've done it in rain, we've done it in the 120, 30-degree weather, 10-degree weather, actually.
It's a trade-off this time of year when you're planning events. Like last weekend, we had we done a benefit and catered for 3 days. You know, and it's also, if you don't want to deal with the heat and stuff, then you've got to try to pick this time of year, which all the dates are full, just like this upcoming weekend. You know, it's double duty here, you know, from West Tennessee. I mean, just kind of local area, two cooks. You just know this time of year that it's after rain at any minute. You know what I mean? It can come up a storm and put an inch of water out, inch of rain out, 2 inches of rain out, and it wasn't even calling for it. It was calling for showers. So you just got to have to just load up and go, I guess. You know, I don't know what the answer is.
I know. That's what we
got
to do.
Just load up and go.
That's it. Yep. We just keep going. We just keep going and keep cooking. And that's just how we do it. So any new special things going on? I know we've all got cooks going on. We've got any new rib tips or beef brisket tips? Are you cooking? Are you cooking a beef brisket in Humboldt?
No, we won't be doing brisket down there. They'll do cook's choice and chicken on a Friday evening, and sauce, and then we'll do ribs, pork ribs, and shoulders or butts. They allow you to do
right.
Either one. Pull pork for Saturday morning, and then come home. Now the
right.
Next brisket cook will be our. Will be at Clifton.
Clifton Cook, yes. Our Clifton
yeah,
Cook.
And that's coming up. We're you know what, we'll be out after this weekend. We'll be 3 weeks out to Clifton.
May 31st, June 1st will be Clifton
Water
in Clifton, Tennessee, and it is a Tennessee Barbecue Association cook. It will be a TBA cook. And that's going to be a nice cook. It's right there in the town of Clifton.
If y'all seen the pictures that I posted last week, I'm sure some of you did stuff. It's an awesome, awesome little community there, and the city itself is built on a bluff overlooking the Tennessee River. I mean, where we'll be cooking, you'll be able to see the houseboats and the barges and everything go up from your cook site. You know, I mean, it's right there on the bluff. The bluff's probably, I don't know, 40, 50 foot higher than the river, and you're just, the town's just right there. It's really, really a unique town, and they've got good facilities, and you know, on water and electrical, and we'll be on blacktop, and, you know, so that'd be like Bolivar. If it rains, it's not going to bother you, you know. So
right.
You know, a lot of these small communities here in West Tennessee, and I'm sure all over the country, you know, here I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and stuff, they got grant money to come in, you know. And a lot of upgraded, you know, with the city land post downtown and stuff like that, and water gardens is kind of a beautification. Well, I think McKenzie had it. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago? Kind of a beautification thing, and they come in and put this, you know, and they were sharp enough to go ahead and put the electrical plugs down, and the flower beds have all got hot water hydrants and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of these little old communities out there and stuff now that's actually got some nice downtowns and stuff to have a competition or for, you know, different things, and you know, and this is a way. I met with the city of Clifton last Wednesday, and I talked to them, and we actually wanted, the cook wasn't there. It wouldn't. They had to change everything. But I told them, I said, you know, you've got just a great opportunity to showcase your little town here, and you know, it's a tourism town. You know what I'm saying? It's a retirement town. I said to show people, you know, people to come in and look at downtown here and what the view is, and meet different people. I said, we go down in the ballpark. I said, there'll be people that come around the bypass and won't even see your little old town you got here. You know, I said, this is awesome. We need to try to showcase that. So we met at the Rotary Club that morning. We all got together, and I told them kind of how I felt about it, and they voted on it, and they decided that would probably be the thing to do, is put it down there. And so it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a beautiful cook. Like I said, we'll all be able to sit there at cook sites and look at it across the lake.
Right. Well, that's where to roll. That'll be good. I'm looking forward to it myself.
Right.
That'll be a good cook. And then the following weekend will be McKenzie.
Right. And there again, we'll be at Blacktop. It'll be on Blacktop there, and got electrical supply and water supply down there. So,
right,
you know, McKenzie kind of went through that growing program, too, at the same time, you know.
Right, right. So, you know, that's exciting for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's something that we worked, and it's just growing, and it's exciting for it to watch it develop. You know, it's just it's going to be something really good for Tennessee. I'm really proud to be a part of it, and I know you are too. We just and we've got all these Tennessee Barbecue Association members. Keith Webb's a member. Tim Seals is a member. Roy Powell's a member of our group. Roy, you hadn't been involved in our cook yet, and maybe we'll get you down here one of these days and have a big time with us. We just have, you know, you moved too early.
I know. I couldn't help it.
I know. Yep. But we're just having a good time with it, and it's a bunch of good old boys having a lot of good old fun is what it basically boils down to being. But we just have a real big time doing it. That's what barbecue's about, and, you know, just like all of us here, we're all from different states, and we talk barbecue and just love to get together and just talk barbecue. And I want y'all to come up with some topics, guys. I mean, if you got something you want to ask, bring it up, ask it, and let's discuss it, because that's what it's all about. Y'all all part of the Q crew, so has anybody got anything they want to ask or add to the show, or any suggestions for the next show, what y'all would like to do or have on the show?
I was just going to add to the chicken talk about the chicken.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to experiment with the chicken. It was my worst category for, been doing this since 2007, I think, and finally got some good calls in chicken a couple of years ago, but I did everything in the world to chicken to do that. So just don't be afraid to experiment with it, and don't necessarily have to do what everybody else does, you know, the butter bath or scraping the skin. Experiment it. Find your own technique that works for you.
Yeah, that's some good input right there. You know, you know, a lot of people are doing the legs now, and you know, a lot of people are doing legs now. Let me ask you: did you do legs in Tupelo, or did you do thighs, or?
No, I do thighs. I don't do legs. At one point, I might have thought about doing legs, but you got to understand, if everybody's starting to move toward legs, then I want to do thighs.
I understand that. I feel the same way. I do too, you know. But they said, you know, in that big comp, they said like the six of the top 10 did legs, you know, and that I don't know. Cody did some good legs.
Really?
Cody did some good legs in Bolivar. He plays first in Bolivar. He did some fine legs.
They're still new right now. Everybody get used to the legs. They'll be, like he just said, he'll be wanting thighs.
Yeah. I like a good thigh. And, you know, that was my least favorite part of chicken before I started competition cooking. Was a thigh. But, that's, you know, I tell you, it's just, I enjoy a good thigh, no doubt about it. Much better than a breast. You know, I love, and I was always a breast wing guy, but once we started doing thighs, I mean, it was just rock and roll. That's what we were going to do. Well, what we'll have in Brewston, I'm sorry, it was...
Now, go ahead, Nat. I wasn't going to say nothing important, that's for sure.
Me either. I was just talking to Brewston, you know, we're doing the cook's choice, we're doing the chicken, we're doing the ribs and the pork shoulder or butt. That's the categories we're doing and turning in a sauce category also. But I'm ready. It's brisket time again, boys. I'm telling you, I enjoy a good brisket, and it's time.
Brisket, is that a category at Brewston?
No, sir, no. It's not.
Okay.
No.
It is in Clifton, isn't it?
Yes, it is in Clifton.
Okay. Is Brewston, regular judging like the TBA, or they come to site, or can you know anything about
it? No, they base it on KCBS.
Okay. Well, I knew that I seen that you won it last year, so congratulations, and hope you can do it 2 years in a row, but I'm going to
keep doing it.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to stop you, but we'll see what happens.
I'm going to try my best. You know, I don't break these things like that up, but we all going just like Keith Webb. He's going to whoop my butt, and I'm going to go and try my best to just do my best.
And then we can all drink beer together on Friday night. That's what it's
all
about.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly how it goes. And that's all of us. I mean, Goob, you got Goob here, and you got Blake and Roy and Stacy was on a while ago. You know, we're all going to go and have a good time, but we're serious about what we do, and, you know, we're trying our best, too. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, and that's part of the barbecue camaraderie of all the teams. You know, you've got a few exceptions of guys out there that are just exceptions to the rules. But overall, you know, most of us, we have a good time, and that's what it's about. That's what people, I always encourage anybody, if they've never went to a barbecue cook-off or would like to go, take their Webers, take their cookers, and go. Experience one time.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy what you do. Love barbecue, and you can't ask for a better sport.
Yeah, don't go worried about losing. Go to have fun and learn. I mean, if you win, it's a perk, but don't go to worry about losing, because there's going to be a lot of guys that don't get calls that go every weekend that have won. I mean, go to cook and experience it and have a good time. That's what it's all about. And we all like to hear our name called, but if we don't, we can't get discouraged. And I know I'm guilty as anybody. I want my name called just as much as anybody, and when I don't get it called, I'm discouraged for just a minute or two, and then I'm over it. But and that's natural. But we're going to cook. You know, one guy asked, "Well, it don't pay enough. It don't pay anything." Well, you know, or what's it pay, or if you're worried about what it's paying, you're not asking the right question. You know, just like if what you're gonna do if it rains, that's not the right question. We go because we love to do it. You know, the money is a perk. Yes, it is a perk. But we're going because we enjoy doing it. Don't you enjoy it, Tim?
I really do. Really, really love the people that barbecue. Barbecue is a great. It's a sport, and it's also an art form. I mean, you can barbecue in your backyard, and it's great. It tastes good. But once you do get into competition, you realize it's also kind of an art form, because you have to repeat your techniques every time if you're going to win.
Right.
And so that keeps you on your toes, and you meet the greatest people in the world.
I'm telling you, you're right. I mean, you're right. You know, just like all of our guys that's in here tonight, you know, a lot of them, we don't know each other than being right here on this show and people listening to this show. The thing about it is, if we go to an event and they're there, we're already friends. We already know each other. And we're already acting like we know, known them for years. You know, that's what is pretty cool.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool. You know, it ain't like, who are you? It's, hey, it's great to see you. You know, and that's all over. And it doesn't matter if these guys have millions of dollars worth of equipment and these big fancy rigs, you walk up to them and they're going to be pretty humble, you know, most of the time. Everybody's just humble and they have a great time there. You know, you know, it's just what it's about. I enjoy it. I really do. And I mean, I'm glad to be a part of it. And we all try to make our mark, and I'm glad I've made a little mark. And Goo makes his mark, and Stacy and Keith and Blake, you know, Roy, y'all, yeah, we all make our marks, you know, and we just continue to do and enjoy.
That's right. Doesn't matter what you cook on, you know, Weber kettle, 55-gallon barrel, or you know, $15,000 Jambo, the end product can still be the same. The world champions have won on the drum smokers, so it doesn't matter. But you got something in common with people, and everybody respects that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You hit a key word, a little respect right there. Everybody has a little of that at the competition. You know, this society's lost some of that. And, you know, it just kind of goes back to the old school ways. I mean, you walk up to anybody and start talking to them and meet them there, and it's not uncomfortable. And whereas you wouldn't do it in some of these big cities, but you will at a barbecue competition, that's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, Chris, you talk about respect. Tim hadn't mentioned this, but me and him formed a super group. We got plans to cook Lakeland Pig Fest in January.
Yeah.
What happened is Tim threw it out on Facebook. He's like, I'm looking for the best dishwasher in all of North America to meet up with the best pitmaster in all of North America.
Yeah.
And I washed the hell out of some dishes. Chris Chatter, I'll tell you that.
Wait, hold up. I thought I was the dishwasher.
I don't know about that, man. We'll do whatever we need to do, but yeah, man, it's a little ways away. But he wants to come and cook in Florida, and I said, man, I'll pull my rig down there, and we'll tear him up for sure.
Sounds good to me. Heck yes, that's a good contest. Start off the year, and it's next January. A big contest. All the big dogs will be there because they're ready to go, and. Can't beat them if they're not there, right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't beat them if you ain't out there with them.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
That was Stacy, right? Stacy Lawler. That was
Stacy. Stacy has been in. He had a little emergency a while ago.
Okay.
That
was Blake
talking. That was Blake talking.
All right,
got you, Blake.
Yeah, Tim. If you're cooking with Stacy, maybe you can wash some dishes. But if you're cooking with me, man, I'll take care of the dishes. You know, I got that.
No doubt. You know, I'm a pretty good dishwasher, too.
We'll work it out. All teamwork and artistry. We got this thing.
Oh, yeah. All the respect in the world for Tim Sills. He's just like y'all were. Describing as like I never met Chris Chadwick or Tim, but you know, but when I run into y'all, man, it's
we're gonna have a big time.
Yeah, we'll find some cold beers, man.
We're gonna have a big time. I know I got a call the other day and got invited to come to Texas to cook.
So hopefully before long, I'm going to get to make a trip to Texas, fly down there and cook one weekend and just fly back. I'm excited about that. I've never got to do anything like that. And I'm fired up about that. I'm ready to go to Texas and cook for the weekend and just have a good time and just fly back. And, you know, I'm excited about that. And I'm really excited about that. So I was proud to get that information the other day. And maybe, I guess it'll be IBCA. I'll get my hands on some IBCA stuff. So we'll do that. Maybe we'll go to Florida one of these days. I'll be coming to Florida in June, as a matter of fact. Grayson Beach. Do you know what I'm talking about, Blake? Grayson Beach.
Grayson, where's that at?
I'm wanting to say Panama City location, destination area, somewhere closer to that.
Yeah, that's about 3 hours west of Jacksonville, maybe three or four. But I know some of the most beautiful beaches in all the world out there in Destin.
Yeah, well, that's we'll be going to Florida for a little while. I don't travel much, but it looks like I'm going to be a world traveler. State traveler this year. I'm excited about that too. So maybe there'll be some good barbecue down there. I don't know. I might have to take a pull of pit with me. Who knows?
There you go. Just as a backup, just in case.
That's right. We can go buy a trash can and throw some charcoal in there and definitely cook some.
I actually did that in Biloxi. We went and stayed a couple nights in Biloxi last year and told the wife I'm taking a barbecue grill. And we grilled ribeyes on the back of the truck overlooking the ocean at one of the little parking spots there. And that was just, I knew I was going to eat a good ribeye and right on the ocean. And it didn't cost me, $100. So how can you beat that?
Right. Well, you can't. You can't beat it. You can't beat it at all. So, guys, that's what barbecue is all about. We don't have to be on a brand new pit or a big pit.
I love
there.
You.
Huh? Well, guys, let's bring up a talk. What else are we going to talk about tonight? We've talked about chicken, and I know we could talk about chicken. But if we've got listeners out there, I wish they would call in and suggest or give us some suggestions. You know, our ribs, we work on ribs constantly. Keith Webb did a big, he got a big call on ribs this past 2 weeks ago at Baldwin and did a real good job on his ribs. And also, that's right, you have a third place call on ribs. And also, Goob had a good call on pork this past two weekends ago. So, these guys were hitting. I mean, they were on. They were pretty close. And then Cody of Lulu's, he got a call. He got first place chicken. So I mean, all of them had some good hits.
Well, let's talk about how to raise Pirate Pork scores on their pool court. They used to be good, but over the last couple of years, they've just kind of went in the tank, man.
Hey, Keith, I know how to do that. I got some of this secret wood here in Colorado I can send you. I tried to send it to Goob and Chris, but they didn't want it.
That's what I need. I need a secret something. I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, I have no room to talk. I can't say anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to listen. Y'all just feel free to talk about that. I mean, my pork's sucking. My ribs are sucking, my chicken's sucking. So I have nowhere to go with it. So all I can do is go up. So y'all just talk all you want about all the good scores.
I'm going to try to do everything this weekend, see if it don't bump it back up. But I'll go from what doing decent with it for a few years, 3 or 4 years. And these last couple, man, it's just bomb. I refuse to change anything because I like it and it has done good, but we'll have to change it up this weekend. Try something different.
Yeah, you just need to tweak a little bit on it at a time. You know, you don't need to, like I said, you've had success with it before. You know it's a good product. You're cooking, and when you're pulling the meat, you're handling the meat, you know it's mushier, you know, if it's not done or, you know, tough stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you're, you know, just got to tweak it a little bit. And then, hell, you'll be getting in front of some judges that's all they want. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you just can't go crazy and just say, well, I'm going to dump this,
you can't.
Then you get so far lost. If that don't work, then you don't know where to go, you know.
That's true. I don't know where to go. I'm going old school this weekend. I've got a truckload of wood. I'm going old school. I'm gonna roll that stump out, and when it hits that ground, it's gonna sink.
You're probably right.
It's gonna come off that ramp, boom, and it's gonna sink. It's gonna be stuck.
Yeah, you're right.
So, as long as it'll clear that door where I can close that door and turn that heat or that air on this weekend, I'll be fine. But it's going to be stuck. It's going to, it won't go any further.
You might need to take you a piece of plywood put down underneath there.
I'm telling you.
I'll bring the come along so we can holler out of there.
Well, I've got a winch. The winch are back up in there.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Telling you. When that 600 or 700 pound cooker hits that wet grass, it's just going to sink.
Yeah. Well, I told Jeff Brown and him down to Strawberry Festival, I said, well, you as well as get ready. I said, somebody will have to pull me out. I said, well, it'll be all right. They'll figure out a way to get me out. I said, well, I'll be down. Wherever it goes down is where I'll be. That's where I have to be.
That's where I know it. Exactly. We've got Stacy back with us. Stacy, back with us now?
Yes, sir.
All right. Glad to have you back. Everything okay?
Yes, he's getting a little high at all, but ain't that little rubbing alcohol and the kiss won't fix.
A little cure chrome. Oh, mercy. Whew. I know that feeling. It's rough. It's rough. But glad everything's okay. Yeah, that's, you know, talking scores and trying to bring things up and you just never know. It doesn't matter. You can cook it the same every time, and you go a different place, and you'll hit. It's just a matter of who's judging. I mean, it's just, that's not a science right there. I mean, you cook good product, but it's just a matter of who's in that judging tent or that judging room judging. If they're new judges or experienced judges, it just doesn't matter. It's what they like, not what you like. It's what they like.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 8, 8, and then a 6 or 7. That's what kills me.
Yeah. Well, it seems like there's always one.
Oh, you know it. There's always a wild card in there. It's trying to get you. Well, guys, y'all are all really quiet tonight. I don't know what's going on. Why are y'all quiet, so quiet this evening?
we're on the learning curve. We're learning. We're not preaching tonight.
Well, I know. We're all, yes. It's a constant. It's a constant learn. It's never, if you meet somebody that knows it all, you might as well go on and leave him alone.
I'm making a plate of barbecue nachos, so forgive me if I don't say too much.
That's right. This weekend, when we were doing I was catering this weekend, that was one of the biggest things was the nachos and the cheese nachos and barbecue nachos. Of course, it was cold and stuff like that. You know, I'd tell people that you'd be amazed. You think of all the things that you're going to sell or you're going to have, you're going to need, and then hot dogs and nachos. Go out and sell anything you cook.
That's right.
You just never know.
You never know. I mean, some weekends it's going to be barbecue, and ribs, and then other weekends it'll be hot dogs and chips. I mean, it's just, it's hard. If we knew that, we would know how to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
I'm telling you, it seems like every time we try harder, and Tim, speaking from experience in the last couple of years, wanting to bend and do things there, it seems like when it rains, it just kills, you know, it's over. I mean, the crowd's gone. And I just try not to get carried away with it.
Exactly.
Did you van last year, Goob, at Brewston and May?
See what?
Did you do any van? Did you van?
No, I didn't. Remember last year was when Elle was graduating from preschool. Remember, I didn't even do my own turn-ins.
Oh,
That's right. I remember that.
Hey, my mother come over and turn my stuff in because we had to be up there for her little graduation.
Well, you know, it never ceases to amaze me at turning times how things happen. I know, you know, that's when the stories can come out on turning time. Just like Keith Webb, they wouldn't have placed third place on them ribs if we hadn't hollered at his turning boy to get down there and turn them in with 15 seconds left, would you, Keith Webb?
Yeah. Ooh, I was cutting it too close.
You know, we all have our stories.
I talked to him about that. He came up here the other day. He said, yeah. He said, we're hollering at me. He said, go. I took off and running.
Yeah. I tell you, that might have been my third place ribs. Shoot.
Hey, no offense. That 10-year score, yours was just like mine. It wouldn't have made no difference if they turned them in or not.
You won't, dude. That's right. You won't.
Mine and yours were side by side, so but that wasn't gonna make us no difference in damn ribs. I just kept sick of ribs and chickens. Well, far.
Well, you gotta laugh about it. You can't cry, boys. I mean, there ain't no crying in barbecue.
That's right. They laugh. I know. Sometimes I won't do.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, I just wish all of you the best of smoke this weekend, wherever you compete and whatever's going on. Just remember to go. I'm going this weekend with a lot of different thoughts. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to try to stay dry. I'm going to have a good time and enjoy myself. That's my main mission this weekend.
Well, I looked at the weather. I've been kind of tracking the weather and stuff, and it looks like tomorrow evening, Thursday night and Friday, we're going to have some rain. And actually, the front, once it kind of blows through here, it looks like Saturday night, actually, Friday night and Saturday morning, the rain's already going to be past. It's going to be kind of like south of us. You know, the front's really, it's still like the last couple of fronts have been north to south. This is more kind of a east to, you know, west to east front. So when it comes through, it's still going to be raining in our area, but it's going to be south of us. So what I'm saying is when you're looking at it and it's saying 60% chance of rain for Saturday, I think it's going to be all below like Jackson and stuff. I think we'll be in a clear.
Well, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Friday we're going to have to deal with some rain trying to get in and get set up and stuff. But I think pretty well maybe by midnight Friday it's all going to go on through and then we'll be clear. It'll be, you know, like I said, they're saying a chance of rain. 60-40% chance, but it looks like it's all going to be south of us. And I hope that's the way it is.
Well,
you're
going to
get snow.
Roy, you're getting snow. Just because you said that a while ago. You're getting snow. Just prepare on that. Take your Parker and your snow boots, and you just be prepared in your white shorts.
Well, I didn't get my white shorts made in enough time for this weekend, but guarantee I'll be out there in some golf shorts, white shoes, my little apron, and hopefully cooking some good food. I'm gonna look cute. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get placed right next to Johnny Trigg up here, but I ain't gonna let that intimidate me. So
No, not at all. I wouldn't worry about that at all.
No,
Johnny, come right up to you and talk to you, or you can go right up to him and talk to him. Really nice guy, so don't be intimidated to take advantage of the situation and.
Shig
a little bit. Shig.
I actually met him a few weeks ago up here in Colorado, but just from another guy that I know, but. You know, for actually cooking a contest now that he's going to be there is probably going to be totally different. You know, get to talk to him more and maybe get some insights, you know, so.
Well, it'll be a good cook. You'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Just like we're going to go, and it's not a big cook, but it's going to be a good cook. It has been a good cook in the past. The first year we went, we went with intending on we were going to go win it all. And we were vending and going to make 1,000. And we've had up five pop-ups, let me tell you. We set up five pop-ups. and had them full underneath. We had tables, chairs for the people to dine there at the site. We had shelves full of drinks. We had, I'm telling you, it seemed like all we did was load and unload the whole weekend. We didn't, you know, and our shoulders were dry and our ribs were burnt and our chicken was, it was terrible. But we had a good time, but we didn't bend like we thought we were. So, it's a good little cook. I mean, Goob, you had a good time last year, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've cooked for 2 years, and, you know, and it's this year I decided I'd go down to the Strawberry Festival. I cooked with them 3 years ago, and I thought I'd go back down there and just go see some different people. You know, we cook together all the time, and also there's going to be two or three of us down there that we can represent TBA down there. I've already told John that I wanted to, at the cook's meeting and stuff, I want to get up and say a little something, and, you know, and so he said that'd be fine. You know, kind of just, you know, spread the word about Tennessee Barbecue Association. And even though it's not one of our cooks, it may be next year. It may not be. Or I might have people that's heard about us already that's interested and maybe got some questions. So
right. I mean, if they want us there in the Tennessee Barbecue Association, if they want us there, that is great. But we're not there to impose or try to infringe. You know, we're there to help if they want us there. I mean, that's one thing that's good about us. We're new and we're willing to do what we can, and we're just going to keep working it like that. I mean, when you got a bunch of good people working for a good cause, trying to make things happen, you can't help but be good. You know, does that make sense? You know, and
we're going to have Tennessee Barbecue Association amps down there. We'll have the Clifton Cook amps down there. I'm taking amps from. For the Henry County, and I would take apps from McKenzie too if I had them. We'll have them down there on site, and I'll announce that at the cook's meeting. And if they get any time, it just depends on how things go. If we have any time whatsoever, you know, that I'll walk around and talk to some people and hand some stuff out. But, you know, as always, you know, I'm from there to compete too. So, I mean,
it's game on when you get there, I know.
Right. So, I mean, it depends on because we'll do Cook's Choice Chicken and Sauce on Friday night, and then you do ribs and shoulders then Saturday morning. And then I'm going to say, Miss Lisa could probably tell me that, I'm going to say when I was down there 3 years ago, I was on the road in lunch coming home. Awards is at 12. So, you know what I mean? I was on the road a little back to lunch on my way home.
Well, that's the way we turn in at the Martin Tyson Soybean Festival. That's the same style.
I want to share all the information that I have the knowledge of, you know, given to the people about the Clifton Cook and different cooks and stuff in the area that the TBA is helping out with or representing and stuff like that. But also, like I said, you know, we're going to compete, so it depends on. You know, you can't never tell. Hell, if it's raining Friday, it's so nasty. You know, I may have to. Cookers don't want to heat up, and they don't want to work well, and you know, you just don't know what you're going to get into. But, you know,
that's right. That's right.
It's a play of ear.
Well, guys, you're right. You're exactly right. Well, you know, it's amazing how fast 2 hours goes by, and we're almost out of time again. And I'm going to start a little early than that where everybody can get all their information out. You know, you never know what kind of listeners we have or who we have listening in. We always have several hundred listeners each week, and we are thankful for that. Some weeks we have more than others, and some weeks we have thousands of listeners. And we want to thank everybody for listening in. And remember, always, the number to call is 347-202-0263. And I just hadn't been shouting that out tonight like I usually do, but we've got a great room full of callers tonight and a lot of talent right here, and I sure appreciate each and every one of you calling in. And I wish you all, like I say, truly the best of smoke in your competition. And we go to have a good time. We go to meet people. We go to experience new things, but we also go to try to win a little bit too, but that don't stop us from having a good relationship with our fellow cooks. And that's what it's all about, really. And we just enjoy everybody calling in. I really appreciate all of you calling in, and you know you're always welcome because We don't schedule shows here. We go, we roll with the flow, and whoever calls in is what we do, and that's just what it's about. It's about you, the individual cook, and that's just how it is. You know, we love everybody calling in from all the states. I know, if I'm not mistaken, we want to welcome Lance Moore of West Texas Pitmasters. If I'm not mistaken, I was hoping Lance was going to call in tonight. I think he's going to start hosting the Sunday night show. So Texas is going to have a voice there on Sunday nights. And I'm not sure of the times yet, but we want to welcome Lance. And I told Lance the only way that he can do the show is he doesn't quit calling into this show. And then I'll start calling into his show some. So we want to welcome Lance, the Barbecue Superstars family, and wish him the very best. And let's show our support and call in and talk to him, because he's always called in to this show. And that's what it's all about. We all try to support each other and everyone, and anything barbecue we want to support. And we do want to thank all our sponsors. Real quick, I'm going to go on and give a shout-out to my sponsors, which is Barbecue Superstars. We've got Grill Great. We've got Meat Rake. We've got Junior's Up in Smoke. Rub for Grub, our newest sponsor. We've got Blue's Hawk Barbecue Sauce, which is, I'm thankful for all my sponsors. We will be announcing a new sponsor next week. We did close the deal on a new sponsor today. So I'll be announcing my new sponsor to the barbecue family right here on Hall County Cookers, Chris Chadwick Barbecue. You know, it's just, we just do it all. We love doing it, and we appreciate all of you calling in. So I'm just going to start up here with Tim, and you can give everybody a shout out on your info and your Facebook page, and then we'll go from there and go down the web, and I'll just call your name when you get done.
Tim Seals, Smelly Butts Barbecue. Just add me to Tim, S-I-L-L-S, Seals on Facebook.com. I enjoy the sport and the art form of barbecue, and I did start a company building smokers because I couldn't find one to do what I would want it to do because I'm lazy.
And that's
Mule Tuff, and you can find us on Facebook, M-U-L-E-T-U-F, Mule Tuff.
All right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate you calling. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Be careful
too,
coming
Chris.
Down.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right, Keith Webb, Pirate Report.
Yeah, thank our sponsors, Matt's Pub and Webb's Tree Service, both of Springville, Tennessee. And you can look us up at Pirate Pork, like I or maybe. It's on Facebook or on the Keith Webb.
All right, thank you, Webb. Appreciate you calling in, brother. We'll see you this weekend too.
Oh yeah.
And Blake, you're up next.
Yeah, man. Chris, I appreciate you having me on the show. Congrats on the new sponsor, Junior's Rub for Grub. Junior's a great guy, and any sponsor is a great thing. Good luck this weekend. Don't be afraid to go out there and walk last, you know. Just, if you're going to sink in the mud, and don't worry about it. Don't be afraid to walk last. Shout out to my new super group partner, Tim Siddles. Can't wait till Lakeland. And just let the smoke roll, man. Y'all find me at Tortoise Q. Right there on Facebook, Tortoise, just like the turtle. Q, just like barbecue. Or Blake Moody. Thanks, man.
Sounds great, Blake. Thank you. We appreciate you calling in, brother. Have a good week, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's see. We're going from Blake. We're going to Roy, you're up next, brother.
All right. Hey, this is Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky Barbecue. You can find me, you know, my personal page, Facebook, or my actually team page. You can find us on Facebook. Also, I got to give a shout out to Strew Branch, is one of my sponsors for my briskets. they've been very valuable to us for this last couple of years. Then, just like you, Chris, I just got a new sponsor this week, Junior's Rub for Grub also. He's been gracious enough to pick us up for a sponsor, so we're grateful for that. But other than that, looking forward this weekend to finally get to our first contest.
Well, best of luck to you, Roy. Let's smoke roll, brother. Thank you for calling in, too. We greatly appreciate it.
Yep.
And, Goob, you up next.
All right, guys. It's Keith Brunner, James Brunner on Facebook, Grilling and Chilling. We'd like to thank our sponsors of Milan Farms, Beefmaster Products, at Lakeway IGA here in Paris, Tennessee. Thank y'all, guys. And you find me on, like I said, James Brunner on Facebook, or go to the TBA site, and you'll find me in there somewhere. All right. Good night. Thanks, Chris.
All right, good. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend now. All right. And Stacy, last but not least, come on in.
Yes, sir. It's Stacy Lawler with Swamp Donkeys Barbecue out of Huntsville, Texas. And I want to shout out to my sponsor, Big Ron's Rub. Want a little bit of Junior's Rub for Grub down there. I got the Texas connection, man. If y'all ain't traded one of them rubs, I'm missing out. And I want to shout out to my other sponsor, All Phase Welding and Marine.
Awesome.
And also Meat Rake. Need to holler out there, man. You know, if you're still pulling that pork with your fingers, you're doing it wrong.
I'm telling you, you're right. That meat rake's a bad little machine now. Spider's got it going on.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Ain't no rinky-dink little pork either.
No, it's not. It'll rock and roll. It sure will.
Yes, sir.
That's meatrake.com. He is a great, got a great tool there that pulls butts. I mean, I don't know if y'all pull brisket and chop up brisket and pull brisket in Texas, but I know they do around here some, and that meat rake would do it to it. Also, grillgrate.com, we've got an awesome product, Brad Barrett. We've also got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of compliments on these products, guys. I mean, these are awesome products. Check them out, grillgrate.com. MeatRake.com, go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. They do have a live video feed now, live television. It is an up and coming, and it's a continuing work in progress. So be sure to go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. Also want to thank Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Just a lot of help right there, and it's just a dynamite competition sauce. If you can't find it anywhere, get in touch with me, Chris Chadwick. I will hook you up on the Blues Hog. And we want to thank everybody for calling in, listening in. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night. We will have results from this weekend competitions. I know we're a lot of Tennessee talk. We got some Texas talk, Colorado talk, Florida talk. We want you to call in and tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, because that's what it's all about. This show's about you and the Q, and we want to hear from you. So remember, call us 347-202-0263. This is Chris Chadwick wishing y'all all the very best to smoke. And it's time to let the smoke roll and make your name be called last. Thank you so much for listening tonight, and please call in and talk to us. We would love to hear from you. Have a good night, and God bless.